care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my feet, of God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into today's show, Thursday, October 3rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. No long videos, no long stories. Greatly, greatly appreciate that. Dan and Dafter, I'll be sending you the 10xvotes.com website link here shortly. Mailman Timothy Jacobs reporting in for duty in Mount Morenci County. Absentee voter ballot in the mail today. He got his there in Mount Morenci. Lots of text messages here before the show. Want to talk baseball. As you know, Vicky and I love our Tigers. Well, they came from behind to win yesterday in Houston, game two of the first round of the wild card playoffs. Defeated Houston Astros in Houston, Texas, in their home park. Defeated them 5-2. Top of the eighth inning, bases loaded. Pinch hitter, Abanez, comes up and absolutely pulls a fastball down into the left field corner for a triple, scoring all three runs, 5-2. The closer came in, Vest, shut him down. Absolutely a great game. Tigers are moving on to round two. Jeff and Sheboygan, absolutely correct. They're going to be playing the Cleveland Indians, who now, because of being politically correct, have now been called the Cleveland Guardians, caved into the woke agenda down there in Cleveland, Ohio. Regardless, Cleveland's in first place in the Central Division. Well, the Tigers are going to be playing for the division championship on Saturday at 1 o'clock. I know it's college football Saturday. I get it. But this is much must-watch Tiger baseball Saturday, 1 o'clock in Cleveland. Now, the way it's going to work, three games in Cleveland, two games in Comerica Park in Detroit, best 3 out of 5. Tarek Skubal, our ace pitcher, is not, according to news reports I'm reading, not going to pitch game one on Saturday. He's going to be pitching game two and maybe be available for game five because of the travel day to get to Comerica Park and then back to Cleveland. It could work out. He could pitch possibly two of the five games. We'll see if that, in fact, plays out. Meanwhile, the New York Yankees at 6 p.m. on Saturday will be facing the Kansas City Royals. Did not realize this, but last year the Kansas City Royals lost 106 games. Now they are playing the New York Yankees in the second round. Common denominator between Kansas City and Detroit. The coach for Kansas City used to be an assistant coach with A.J. Hinch. Back in Houston, Astros, back in 2017 when they won the World Series. Love baseball. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Poxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699. At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Again, have you gotten your absentee ballot yet? A lot of our listeners vote in person on Election Day. But I just found it interesting. Here in Antrim County, I live in Torch Lake Township. We haven't got our absentee ballots yet. But in the mailbox yesterday was a campaign mailer to reelect Jack Bergman for Congress. Return your absentee ballot today. Lieutenant General retired Jack Bergman. The bullet points with his infamous stern look in his Oxford blue button-down shirt with his arms folded. I've never understood why politicians cross their arms in campaign photos. Subliminal message of crossing your arms is that you're blocking off the people that you are talking with, people you're communicating with. You're not listening. You're not open. You're not receptive to hearing what they have to say. Maybe that's why he does it. I'm not sure. But the bullet points: securing our borders, helping our farmers, standing up for our veterans, fighting Harris-Biden inflation, standing firm against communist China. Together with America First policies, we will work to create a strong America, secure the borders, upgrade infrastructure, a stronger military, and take care of our veterans who have sacrificed so much for our great nation. Quote, end quote, Jack. On the backside, again, a lighter color blue Oxford button-down shirt, smiling with his arms crossed. Re-elect Jack Bergman. Proven outsider, proven leader. It's time to return your absentee ballot for Jack. A proven leader in Congress, Jack Bergman is fighting for Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula in D.C. Re-elect Jack Bergman for Congress on or before November 5th. Did you guys get this mailer? Text me Y for yes, text me N for no. Paid for by Bergman for Congress, with a mailing address in Acme, Michigan, sent to me, Randy Bishop, my address, because I've requested an absentee ballot. Haven't gotten it yet, but got the mailer. So we'll keep you informed. Again, if you got this mailer from Bergman, text me Y. If you didn't, text me an N. Let me know if you're listening to the show. And of course, it doesn't apply to you guys downstate, around the southeastern Michigan, West Michigan, wherever you're listening to via the apps or the website. Got a text message from one of our listeners. Well, how come he hasn't done any of that during the last 4 years? Oh, you see, because Biden and Harris have been in charge of the White House. That's why. Timothy Jacobs, who just got his absentee voter ballot, did get the mailer. So perfect timing for you. Tom and Karen Curtis, Emmett County, nope, they didn't get it. Nick Wallace, yes, he got it. Randy Walker from Brutus, also a mailman, yes, and delivered a bunch of those yesterday. So, for the rest of you, evidently, Emmett County, Mount Morenci County, your clerk is at least competent enough to get the absentee ballots out. You got yours, and you got the mailer. But Robert asks, in Roger City, very important question. Why did Congressman Jack Bergman not do any of that for the last 4 years? It's because of who is sitting in the Oval Office. Not until the last election, midterm, did the Republicans even get control of the House of Representatives back, getting a new speaker, Mike Johnson. Pretty interesting on how the dynamics have changed since they have been in charge, challenging a lot of Biden's agenda. But here's the problem, folks. Because of his incompetence, his inability to lead, we have a major strike happening on our ports, on our docks. The dock workers want what basically equates to a 77% salary hourly wage increase demands by their union, would raise their hourly pay to $69 an hour. Multiply it out, extrapolate it out, close to 70 times 2,000 hours of work, a normal 40-hour week. Most of them work overtime. You're looking at $140,000 a year to work a dock. To be competitive, the foreign companies that use the dock workers to unload their freight want to go to automated robotic labor. Cannot afford to pay $140,000 a year to a dock worker to unload their cargo. So as a result, they're claiming there's technology out there that can lift these cargo boxes off these freighters, set them on the ground, and empty them out, doing the work that the dock workers are doing. Well, of course, the dock workers aren't in favor of that. They're saying, if you're going to bring in robots to do our work, we're going to strike. Here's the problem. A lot of the products that we consume here in the United States are now sitting out in the waters, in the oceans, floating in these freighters. They're starting to stack up. As we continue to consume products every single day in our stores, they're not getting replenished with new inventory. They're saying if this strike continues much longer, it's going to start impacting the shelves at the stores. Even more so than what we experienced during the China virus. So maybe it's time to stock up on things that you need. One of the things that you absolutely need is water. Because they're saying the timing of this is interesting, is that it could affect supply chains, could affect electricity production. The supply grid, the energy grid, reliant on some of the energy that's sitting in some of these freighters offshore from foreign countries. Why? Because Biden-Harris has cut back on our domestic energy production. Whether the left likes it or not, there's still a lot of coal-fired power plants. Not all of our coal comes from Kentucky coal mines or Pennsylvania. As a result, energy could be impacted. Gasoline could be impacted. And the thing of it is, Biden is, of course, in favor of the unions, the striking dock workers. He supports collective bargaining and wants them to go to the bargaining table with these foreign companies, these foreign corporations, to negotiate a settlement to the strike. There's only one problem. These foreign companies, they don't live here. They are from another country. They're not having supply issues there. They're not having problems getting their products. Do they really care? Are they motivated? Saw a news report this morning, confirmed it from yesterday's news report. This strike is costing $4.5 billion a day in commerce. Money that's not exchanging hands for goods, products. As a result, this is going to cause a ripple down effect in the supply chain. Here we are basically a month away from an election, a major presidential election. The timing of this could not be worse for Biden-Harris. Could not be worse for us, the American people. As a result, based on polling, Donald Trump is blowing Harris away when it comes to dealing with the economy and dealing with inflation. The two major points of this election that he needs to be focused on, he's beating her badly. At the same time, you throw this dock strike into it, and the entire process is an absolute horrible situation for Harris. J.D. Vance did very well in the vice presidential debate. Polling numbers out this morning are showing that they, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, actually got a bump from that performance. Why? Because people are starting to pay attention. As they start paying attention, the situation is not looking good trending-wise for Harris-Walz campaign. So as we enter the last four Tuesdays of the election, actually heading into Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th, we're looking at 5 weeks. So as this approaches, this could be a perfect storm for the Republicans, Trump, Vance, U.S. Senator candidate Mike Rogers, Congressman Jack Bergman, who I just read you his mailer that came, and all the down ballot Republicans. In Michigan is what I'm talking about. Because the perfect storm is this when it comes to our supply chain. We're a peninsula. Everything that comes into this state, folks, comes into our state mostly by trucks, some by rail, but mostly semi-trucks. If the price of diesel goes up, the fuel surcharges go up. The truck drivers have to be paid more to bring the product.